Jones, and you are here at Sports Breakdown, where we break down and talk about the most important events and things that has happened in sports today. So sports, they one of the most talked about topics today. They're on the news, they're on commercials, they on cable, they just talked about a whole bunch. But yeah, the first sport that was invented was wrestling. That was 1896. Which was a long time ago. So that's about like 1,000 years more. Yeah. There are so many other sports like basketball, basketball is a sport where it's like a basketball, it's like a ball where you bounce it, and then there's a basket, you have to shoot the ball in the basket. And if you make that ball in the basket, you get a point. Football. Is a sport, like, it's a lot of contact in that sport. So that sport is like hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting. So if you're not in the contact, don't play football. If you are, play it if you want. Go ahead, do your thing. But yeah, football. So it's like an oval shaped ball. Yeah, oval shaped ball. And there's 100 yards, and you have to keep passing, or you have to keep passing or running until you get to a touchdown. Touchdown is where you score, where you get your score. And yeah, then it's like sports like soccer, sports, it's like rugby, it's a whole bunch of other sports that anybody can play. But wrestling, like I said, that's one of the first sports to ever be invented. So there's a lot of people wrestling. There's more wrestlers than any other sport in this world. But like I was saying, like soccer is a sport where it's like two goals and there's two goalies, and whatever team you're on, you have to pass that goalie to score. So you have to kick the ball to the goal, and that goal got past the goalie so you can score. But yeah, then there's other sports like rugby, baseball, so many sports that you could play. So if you want to play, go ahead. Most people or some people start sports when they're really young, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like that. Around that age, most people start sports then. So when they grow older, they get better. Because most people that play, like say if you play basketball, most people that play basketball, 80% chance they trying to go to the NBA league. And the NBA league is a professional basketball league. And that, you could get paid a whole bunch of money doing that. So most people that play basketball wants to make it to the NBA league. But you have to be really good. And you have to be really fit. You have to work out a lot. You travel a lot. It's a lot that comes with NBA. Hashtag NBA. I mean National Basketball Association. That's what NBA stands for. But yeah. Yeah, so say if you play football. for a long time. Most people that play football, they don't start at 8, 9, 10 because 8, 9, like football is a contact sport and you could get really hurt. And some people, parents, don't want their kids getting hurt like that. So most people start playing football around like, or it's like for teams, start playing football around like teenagers or preteen, that certain area. 'Cause football, you could really get hurt. It's a lot of injuries that comes with football. 90% of people that play for the NFL, and NFL is the National Football League, which is like I said with basketball, which is like the professional football league, where you get big money off of it. You got to be really good and stuff like that. So yeah. But yeah, like I said, most people start preteen because it's so many injuries, so it's contact is so hard, and people will be trying to hurt people on purpose in football, which is so whack to me. But yeah, my favorite sport is football, by the way. I like the contact. I like how football is. But yeah, like soccer, it's not really contact, but people play that for fun, and it's kind of, you can get injured. You can get injured for any sport. You just gotta be careful. But most injuries come from hockey and football. Hockey is a contact behind sport. Hockey, fights. Pushing, shoving, hitting, everything. But yeah, et cetera, like the other sports, et cetera, it's just the same thing. It's all for sports, it's a professional league for most of the sports. Like 95% of it is like a professional league. But yeah. Yearbooks for sale for 2 weeks price is only $55 April 12th through April 26th, and there's an all sports banquet, and 6 to 6 7 p.m. is dinner, 7 to 7:30 p.m. is administrative awards, 7:30 p.m. is individual team banquets. You should come and have fun, and you're invited. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I appreciate all of y'all. And we will be back with another episode in a couple days. So thank you and bye.